Wisconsin will be a stronger state if it works to improve the lives of every citizen, including its tribal members. That was the message the state's 11 tribes delivered to the legislature on Tuesday with their annual address. As WUWM's Marty Michelson reports, their concerns echo those of other citizens, yet hold their own challenges.
The number one concern Wisconsin's 11 tribes brought before the legislature on Tuesday is the health of the environment. Shannon Halsey is president of the Stockbridge Munsee Band, and she spoke on behalf of all the tribes in their annual address. Halsey says Wisconsin's greatest natural resource is the Great Lakes, so preserving them is paramount.
We are responsible for the largest system of fresh water in the world. The woodland tribes of the Great Lakes area were the first to use the many resources the Great Lake Basin, abundant game, fertile soil, and plentiful water enabled the early development of hunting, sustainable agriculture, and fishing. And respecting and caring for the Great Lakes is an inherent responsibility passed on for generations.
Halsey applauds Governor Walker for opposing an item in President Trump's proposed budget. It would cut federal funding for the Great Lakes Restoration Initiative. She calls on lawmakers to oppose all development projects that could lead to erosion of the Great Lakes. Halsey also worries about a proposed mine across the Michigan border that she hopes Wisconsin will oppose. She says the development would threaten burial sites belonging to the Menominee tribe. On the topic of education, Halsey bemoans disparities she sees in schools across the state, including in those that tribal children attend.
We have to close what I call the opportunity gap. The gap between the haves and the have-nots is far too wide. We support the enhancement of advancing educational levels of Head Start and the advancement of quality teaching, but we can't stop there. We need to create the same continuity and provide pay incentive and educational advancement opportunities within our public school and Indigenous emergent schools in order to compete on a broader level.
Halsey calls on legislators to work with tribal leaders to provide the STEM curriculum in more schools. It emphasizes an education rooted in science, technology, and math. When it comes to the health care of tribal members, Halsey urges legislators to help expand access. She says it's crucial that they support the federal waivers that bring services to people with challenging conditions so they can remain in the community or at home rather than having to stay in a nursing home or hospital.
We cannot speak of health care without the recognition of our most vulnerable, the elderly, disabled, and children.
Halsey also commends the legislature's efforts to combat opioid abuse, a problem that is also plaguing tribal communities. While Halsey spoke of ways tribal leaders and lawmakers could work together, she avoided any mention of a rift involving the Stockbridge Munsee and the Ho-Chunk over casino expansion. Her tribe is threatening to withhold a nearly $1 million payment to the state if the Ho-Chunk are allowed to expand their gambling hall, located about 17 miles from the casino the Stockbridge Munsee operate. It wants Governor Walker to block the expansion, fearing it would siphon scores of customers, threatening jobs and income. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.